The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Interrupting.
Hey, safe from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from the Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
This one's close to love and affection. This one's close to love and affection. This one's close to love and affection. And
I want to wonder.
welcome to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show. Welcome to 2025. We're kind of back to normal tonight for the first time this year. Obviously, we did Beefy's Best of 2024, week one, and we did the best of the rest last week. And now, being it's late January, we are rolling back. Well, normal programming has resumed, I guess, is the best way of describing it. We kicked off this week's show with Sydney legends, the All-Nighters, that called it quits late last year. They've been around since the early 80s, and in 2024 finally decided they had enough. It's a long time coming. Congratulations to the All-Nighters. Love and affection from 1983. And then you just heard In Excess, their debut single from 1980, Simple Simon. Now, there is a genuine reason why I played those two tracks. I wasn't in Australia around this time, but an absolute legend of kids TV unfortunately passed away this week. A guy by the name of Simon Townsend. Now, he did a kid show called Wonder World from 1979 to 1987. 2,000 episodes of Wonder World went to air. Basically, I think it went out every night of the week. It won 5 Logie Awards when Logie Awards were actually worth winning instead of now, which is, yeah, I won't even go into it. It's pointless. Anyway, Simon Townsend, Simple Simon from In Excess, I believe that they wrote that about Simon Townsend. I could be given the runaround here, but I believe that is the case. And the All-Nighters, Love and Affection. Now, Simon on his show had his loyal bloodhound buddy, Woodrow. Woodrow appears in the Love and Affection video from the All-Nighters. So I thought I'd do a little tiny tribute. Like I said, I wasn't in Australia, but people of my vintage in Australia would have grown up with Simon Townsend on the TV, like I said, literally every day. It says here, a true king of the kids, Simon endeared himself to the younger generation with his infectious laugh and unique ability to cover tough topics without talking down to his viewers. As we reflect on his life and contribution to the industry, we'll be sure to heed his signature sign-off. Remember, the world really is wonderful. There you go. So a little bit of nostalgia there for the Australian public. And two absolutely great tunes to kick off the show and to kick off 2025. So our thoughts and sympathies go out to the Townsend family and to everyone that knew him, because apparently he was incredibly popular in the industry as well. Such a nice guy. It's hard to kick off 2025 on a sad note, but when you've endeared yourself to the nation, it's only right that you should pass that on and celebrate that person's life. Like I said, I didn't have no real knowledge of Simon Townsend, but lots of people do. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being part of the ska cult that is Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. On Sunday night, I had the absolute pleasure of going to see Melbourne Ska Orchestra. Yes, my local council, Stonington, decided they were going to put on a free gig for their local populace, and Melbourne Ska Orchestra were the main event, so to speak. A massive crowd, not Mexican massive like Melbourne Ska Orchestra did when they went to play at Skatex late last year, but big enough. So it's great to see the Melbourne Ska Orchestra kicking off 2025 in a big style. Chat to Nikki Bomber. There is a new album on the way as well. So that has got to be something to look forward to. They are the flag bearers of Australian ska, and they are taking Australian ska around the world and putting us on the map. Oh, my word. They put on a good show as well. They really, really do. All right. I'm going to go with one of their great live tunes. Look, I'll make no bones about it. I've been saying this for years. They are one of the best live bands on the planet. Nikki Bomber is an absolute genius. He is a master of the crowd. If you get chance and opportunity, wherever you are on this blue and green round thing that we live on, to go and see Melbourne Ska Orchestra live, you better go and do it, because they are exceptional. Let's hear a bit of a Lygon Street Meltdown. And there's only one way to hear Melbourne Ska Orchestra, and that's live. My name is Beefy. This is Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. Welcome to the world's number one ska radio show.
Shouts of fruit and verse, he's hiding younger.
Wake up and play the game.
just for fun, enchanted by boredom. Mighty play is going to overcome, giving it up and wasting time. Lonely game of cards is dull, call a gin ring gambler. Wake up to play the game of boots, a ride of lions on from us. You lost your mind, but keep fighting for the wonderful fellows. Tonight, tonight, go away tonight, for way more should you believe. Goodbye, goodbye to harmony, share a dream with us. Let yourself be ruled by destiny. Boy's gonna find a dream. Someone's going off the rails. Tiny parts are gone to the end, treating life as a book on fire. Naked eyes are open wide. What's the meaning of my life? Wise man shouts a prudent verse. He's siding higher. Wake up.
How good is that? Pride of a Lions from Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra off their 2008 album Perfect Future. Now, do you want some Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra news? 19th of March, the Kings of Japanese Ska are going to release a best of compilation titled No Border Hits 2025 to 2001. It's obviously a count back type deal. Album featuring the best Skapara tunes recorded across the last quarter of a century. So there's some live stuff, promo videos available, when they're going to do a Blu-ray and a DVD and all sorts. So that's incredibly exciting. Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra released their 35th studio album last year because it was their 35th year and it was their 35th album. So crazy, crazy stuff. And they have just announced a full nationwide tour of Japan. They're going to call it 47. Why? Because they're going to be visiting all 47 prefectures of Japan, and that kicks off in May this year. So I'm assuming they're doing 47 dates. They probably do more. Like, I assume they'll have to play about 10 in Tokyo anyway. It's kicking off in May. It's going to run until 2026. Very vague there. The first 36 performances have been announced already. Ticket sales go on sale on January the 25th if you want to jump on a little trip to Japan. And, well, wherever you are and wherever you want to go, you will be able to go and see these guys. But I would suggest you get in pretty quick, because with a best of album, and they've not really toured extensively since the Tokyo Olympics and COVID. They did a tour with Hey Smith last year, and they ended up being the support act instead of the headline act that they were supposed to be. So Tokyo Sky Paradise Orchestra played Supernova last year. Oh, I suppose 2023 now. They didn't play last year, played year before. They absolutely blew the house down. They are the number one band on my bucket list to go and see live. I would love to go and see them in Japan. So perhaps this is the year to go and do it. Like I said, there are 36 dates announced straight off the bat. They're going to be playing in all 47 prefectures. There is a best of 2001 to 2025 coming in a couple of weeks. No, in a couple of months' time. Couple of months' time, 19th of March, that comes out. It's going to be a big year for Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. With all these dates, it is highly, highly unlikely we will see him in Australia. Although, I do notice there is a massive gap between the end of July and October 17. So, who knows? We might squeeze him in. No, we won't. If anyone wants to bring him to Australia, please give me a call and let's make it happen, because I would love that. Before that, Melbourne Ska Orchestra. How good? I'm just thinking out loud. Putting those two bands on the same bill. Oh, my word. You wouldn't be able to stand up. Melbourne Ska Orchestra, Ligon Street Meltdown. I had the pleasure of seeing them on a Sunday night in Stonington in a park. Malvern Gardens, I think it is. Ligon Street Meltdown is what you heard. Talk to Nikki. There is a new album on the way in 2025, so they're working on that right now. So that's exciting as well. Okay, that's enough chat from me and enough drooling. I'm going to jump straight into a couple of new releases right off the bat. We talked about Supernova. Catbite teamed up with Laura Jane Grace to do an Operation Ivy cover set. They did it at Supernova. They also did it at Riot Fest in Chicago. They have turned one of their live shows into a live album. It should be out, but I've jumped on the old Bandcamp and there's only one track available at the minute. So I am assuming it will be live any day now. Just go to the Catbite Bandcamp page and you will find the album. It is called Operation Ivy, live at the Empty Bottle. Track one is the only one I can play you right now. It is Knowledge, but I have seen the videos. I've seen the live Supernova set. I've seen some other stuff they've done together. They do it so, so well. Knowledge, Catbite, Laura Jane Grace, Operation Ivy cover. Brand new album coming soon.
I know things are getting tougher when you can't get the top or the bottom of the barrel. Wide open, wrong of future now. All I know is that I don't know nothing.
staring at my window. Hop on my bike, I'm on my way.
Your toes and then your nose, but you roll away inside.
They're from Toowoomba in Queensland. Brand new single from Kathleen Turner, Overdrive, Best Dog. Good to see them embracing a bit of ska punk into their rock and roll ethos, I think. So let's hope we hear more and more from Kathleen Turner, Overdrive. They've kind of always played with ska punk bands as well. But good to see the Queenslanders getting into it, because that seems to be where it is right now. Before that, out of Budapest in Hungary, Pannonia All-Stars Ska Orchestra. They have a brand new album that has just hit the shelves. The Big Band Ska album. It is reworked Pannonia All-Stars Ska Orchestra tunes in a big band style. Oh, it's live as well, by the way. It's all live. A Million Times is the name of that track. Good to see Pannonia All-Stars Ska Orchestra, another band I would love to see live, putting out new, reworked, re-released, restyled? Yeah, let's call it restyled tunes. What else do we hear? Oh, Catbite and Laura Jane Grace. They have teamed up recently to do live shows covering basically every Operation Ivy song ever. The new album is Operation Ivy Live at the Empty Bottle. You just heard the only track I'm allowed to play at the moment, Knowledge. Obviously, when it's live at the Empty Bottle, you heard it live as well. Okay, let's stay in Queensland right now. A band that made Beefy's Top 30 of 2024 are out of Brisbane. They have a brand new EP that has hit the shelves on a Friday just gone. It is called the Fiesta Fiasco EP. The band are called Fiesta Fiasco. The track I'm about to play is Don't Bother Me Banging on the Door. Fiesta Fiasco, folks, all the way from Bris Vegas.
but think again. Sometimes reputations outlive their applications. Sometimes fires don't go out. You don't plan with them. I feel so funny deep inside when you kiss me goodbye. Sugar. That's why I feel so funny deep inside when you kiss me goodbye. Sugar high. Sugar high.
What I feel it, can't you feel it, makes me
Brand new and Beefy's cover of the week. Local legends, the Resignators' brand new single, Sugar High. Now, it is a cover because it's featured in the film Empire Records. I believe the name of the band is Coyote Shivers. Gua, who Steve Douglas from the Resignators is one of the original members of Gua, feature in the film as well. I'm going to be honest, I've only ever really seen bits of the film when it appears on TV here, and I've never really sat through it all, so I couldn't really tell you too much about it, but that is their brand new single. It comes out on the 3rd of February. They have just announced a single release party at the world-famous Cherry Bar in Melbourne on Lover's Day, Saturday the 14th of February. Get your tickets to the Resignators single release party at the Cherry Bar. Now, talking about Cherry Bar, this Sunday, because Monday is a public holiday in Australia, Operation Big Jake Bustown are bringing the party again to the home of Melbourne Ska, the Cherry Bar. Free gig. Yes, free gig on a Sunday night because it's really a Saturday. Operation Big Jake Bustown, ABCD, are going to be bringing their AC/DC covers and all sorts of other Australian rock covers as well. They are awesome. And Americana, the Offspring tribute band as well. I reckon they'll be throwing in a few of the Offspring's ska numbers to cater for the ska crowd. So that's going to be exciting. So if you are in Melbourne on Sunday night, you've got nothing else better to do, jump along to Cherry Bar and we are going to have some sort of party that will end all parties, like it normally does at Cherry Bar, because when we do ska at the Cherry Bar, we have a tendency to drink the place dry, and that's why they keep inviting us back for more gigs. So get along to Cherry Bar on Sunday night, 26th of January. What else do we hear? Fiesta Fiasco have a brand new EP out. It's called the Fiesta Fiasco EP, a little 5-tracker. Don't bother me, banging on the door. The whole EP is top-notch from Fiesta Fiasco. They are going from strength to strength. This 18-legged powerhouse from Brisbane, playing sizzling ska reggae soul music. So we need to get them to Melbourne sooner rather than later. All right, we've done the new releases. We are jumping into the covers. Let's do On This Day in Ska, but let's stick with the covers, mainly because on this day in 2012, the Slackers from New York City, I want a coffee, released an album called The Radio, which is full of covers. I believe the concept was if you were listening to the radio, you would get these tunes one after the other, but it's all the Slackers doing them, which is a good concept. I like that. Anyway, The Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There as part of it. Normally, I would play Like a Virgin, but I thought I'd play something different because I've played Like a Virgin before on the show. So, Reach Out, Four Tops, The Slackers, off The Radio, released on this day, 2012.
Now if you feel like you can't go on, all of your good is gone, and your life is filled with much confusion, happiness is just an illusion, and your world is tumbling down. I said, darling,
reach out.
I said, come on, reach out.
Reach out.
Reach out for me.
I'll be there
with a love that will comfort you. About to give up, 'cause your life just ain't good enough, and you feel the whole world's growing cold, and there ain't nobody else around, and you're never gonna wear nothing but a frown. I said, darling,
reach out.
I said, come on, girl, why don't you reach out?
Reach out.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
viene por la tarde en algún lugar. Charla con chicas muy lindas, ellas trabajan, es una rutina. Usan perfume, ropa que no es fina. Van a las discos, beben baby sham y hablarán tan aburridas. Juegan, apuestan, tal vez tengan suerte. Cerveza se va a terminar, buscarán con algo más mientras sus padres también fuman y creen pensar que el tiempo no se esfuma, pero el plan sale mal. Ahorren dinero para poder viajar a alguna playa a la orilla del mar, porque el futuro pronto llegará, una pareja tal vez encontrar, criaturas reales y que sin pensar el tiempo olvidó. Vecindarios usan polo y pantalones anchos. Ellos viven en los vecindarios, usan polo y pantalones anchos. Conducen autos, tienen diversión, como un motel.
Another on this day in ska is also a cover, Los Chicletes out of Cuautitlán Izcalli in Mexico. They contributed their version of Saturday's Kids by The Jam to the Specialized Projects Gifted, the ska tribute to The Jam album that came out on this day in 2018. That album's very, very nice. Got bands like the Meow Meows, Aaron Bardwell Collective, Rootboy George is on it doing Town Like Malice. Oh, I could have played that. That's a good version as well. So check out Gifted, the ska tribute to The Jam from the Specialized Project 2018 that came out. A little 12-tracker, I think, off the top of my head. I have it somewhere tucked away. It's very good. Before that, the Slackers from New York City. They put out their own cover album on this day in 2012 called The Radio. I actually think it was originally released for release in Japan only, and it became so popular, they put it out themselves as The Radio. Reach out, I'll be there. Their Four Tops cover off that album. Alrighty, we're going to keep plowing on with On This Day in Ska. 2:30 from the OC in California. Hopefully everything's okay in the OC. And with 2:30, they released their debut album on this day in 2009 called It's About Time. I've chosen my favourite off the album, 1,000 Miles Away. Cracking. 2:30.
Thought I heard your voice 1,000 miles away, but I didn't hear a thing at all. Thought I heard your voice 1,000 miles away, but I didn't hear a thing at all. Shadows.
released on this day in 2008, Madness with NW5, got to number 24 in the UK charts, subsequently appeared on their Liberty of Norton Folgate album that came out in 2009. Originally, I don't think it was even meant to be included on that album, but here's a little twist for you. It actually got included on, or was written for a film, or it got included on a German film from 2007. The UK version that came out a year later is a happier version of that. So they did the real dark version for the Germans, and yeah, let's make it a bit happier for the UK. It got to number 24 in the UK charts. And because of that success, it got included on Liberty of Norton Folgate. So there you go, a bit of a story behind Madness's NW5. Before that, off Half Past Two's debut album from 2009, It's About Time, Thousand Miles Away, got released on this day in 2009. Very good. Hopefully, the Half Past Two crew are all good over there in California, as we wish every single band, person, animal that are unaffected by the fires or have not been affected. I shouldn't say unaffected. That sounds bad, doesn't it? Haven't been affected by the fires. And I'm hoping as well that LA and surrounding areas are out of danger. I haven't heard too much really about what's been happening the last few days, mainly because of they're swearing in a new president or something. I don't really know what's going on. Anyway, so let's hope the LA people and animals and surroundings are still fine and safe and not in danger anymore. If we're going to do Madness, we might as well do some of the specials. What I did for On This Day, I jumped into the 1981 UK charts, sitting at number 5 in that chart. Actually, Madness have a track in there. Oh, The Return of Lost Palmer 7 got released. I don't think it was today in 1981, but it was around today. But I'm not going to play two Madness tunes in a row. But number 5 in this week's UK chart, 1981, The Specials, featuring Rico Rodriguez and The Ice Rink String Sounds. Double A-side, Do Nothing and Maggie's Farm. I'd like to play Maggie's Farm, but I think Do Nothing is probably a little more apt right now. The Specials. They were at number 5 in the UK chart this week, 1981. Do Nothing.
just here waste so much time. I know it's my fault, it's not my problem anymore. Someday, maybe she'll come back to me and I'll say, why don't you go find yourself? And everybody's talking, they know that I'm lying. She gave me everything. This song for her, but it won't make up for anything. I know it's too late, so why do I wait? It's not my problem anymore. And someday, maybe she'll come back to me and I'll say, why don't you go fuck yourself? Everybody's talking, they know that I'm lying. She won't do anything, I'll always wait for her.
Smell like gasoline, and my nails that I rarely clean. Working hard drains a man. Now I hope you understand. I'm not at work, I'm here. I'm not at work, I'm here. Oh, I'm a roughneck, working man. No gold, no club, do you understand? Give me a rock and roll show at an Irish pub. I'll talk cold. I'm not at work. I'm here.
Ah, Viernes 13 from Los Angeles, Friday 13th, Working Man's Chant off 13 Rules from 2014 was that album. What a tune that is, I love that. When I DJ, I play that and people just, their ears prick up, they get into it, it's fantastic, such a good tune. Before that, Real Big Fish, another Los Angeles band, off their Turn the Radio Off album, 1996. All I want is more. Yeah, and that's all you'll be getting. More, more, more. Before that, the Specials with Rico Rodriguez. And not forgetting the Ice Rink String Sounds. They are widely forgotten with that one. Double A side single, Do Nothing and Maggie's Farm, was number 5 in the UK charts on this day in 1981. And that's it for Ska Pod number 1, your first helping of Ska for the week. Man, it's good to be back and doing the things we should all be doing, and that is listening to Ska. If you want to be part of the show, just follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook and at Twitter. I keep promising to add Instagram, but I never go on Instagram, and the less I have to do, the better. I'll be completely honest. One day I'll add it. I might do it fairly soon. I've taken some videos of all the gigs I went to see. I went to see Suicide Machines on Thursday, Melbourne Ska Orchestra on Saturday, or Sunday it was. We've got gigs coming up this weekend. Yeah, you might have to twist my arm. So look out for Ska Nation Radio or Biffy Ska Club on Instagram. I'm sure I'll wow you with my content. I'm excited. Like I said, it's Instagram, people. It's pictures and videos and stuff. It is what it is. Anyway, so I might do that. If you're in a band and I haven't played your latest releases or you want me to do stuff, please send me a message via those methods. The messaging on be Instagram, on Twitter, or Facebook. Please send me a message. Let me know what's going on in your world. And I will relay it to the rest of the Ska cult. Alrighty, I'm going to go out with a Jamaican classic right now. Let's go back to Dave and Ansel Collins from 1970. It was number 1 in the UK. This is Double Barrel.
I am the magnificent. I'm back with the shaker of soul, most thundering, storming sound of soul. W-O-O-O, and I'm still here.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.